Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ward and special teams, Corey Bohorquez. So great honor for those guys. It always means something when your peers, when your teammates make those selections. But with that, I'll take any questions.
About having Bailey back here, what do you like about Bailey?
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time with Bailey last season. Really talented kid, fits in well, works very hard. So glad he's back. Yeah, a guy that we have been around, we trust, good kid, works very hard.
Plan to have who will be the emergency quarterback in game days?
Shador. Yeah.
What can you tell us about this new running back you got arriving?
His nickname's Rocket. So we have a defensive Rocket and an offensive Rocket now. Runs hard, big kid. Had a really good preseason on the tape. We did a lot of work on him when he was coming out, so really, really fits us both schematically and culturally.
Kevin, are there any concerns when you have as many rookies on the 53-man as you guys do?
I think in a vacuum you'd say that, Scott, but these guys are all really mature kids. They work really hard. They keep the main thing the main thing, so I've really enjoyed watching them grow, but they're rookies, but they carry themselves as professionals.
I know you say you're about developing young players, but with that many rookies this year, does that take on a little additional meaning there? That because you have so many young guys that you want to get them reps and you want to kind of develop?
I think we have young players, but we're not just developing rookies. I think the mentality is that you're developing all of the players on your roster. Certainly, younger players, you're helping them as they go through a week for the first time. So you help them with their process. You help them with what tape to watch on a Tuesday and what drills to do post-practice on a Thursday. So a lot of that is teaching, but our mentality as an organization, as a coaching staff, certainly is to develop all of our players. That's one of our jobs as coaches.
Kevin, having a guy like Cole on the practice squad, how valuable is that? Just because, starting experience, especially, with Ethan, still coming back from that knee injury, just what does he really provide for this team?
Like you mentioned, a starting experience and a guy that, again, we've did a lot of work on him when he was coming out, so know him really well. And I think it's this point where you add guys to your team that you want to take a look at, continue their development.
Kevin, go ahead.
What have you seen just from Corey's leadership style and the way that he
he leads the special teams for this team as a whole.
Yeah, I thought that's a great honor for Corey. He's a guy that I think our players know. He works very hard at his craft. He's somebody that is accountable to his teammates all the time. Great personality, but that I think it says a lot when it's your peers voting for you.
Kevin, what has Jerome Baker added to that linebacker room, especially when you guys lost Jordan Hicks and JOK is not able to play that year in terms of like a veteran presence?
Yeah, Jerome's done a great job. He's very quiet, but he carries himself with a lot of confidence. He knows what to do. He moves really well. I've been really impressed with Jerome from the beginning, but he fits in really well with us.
So, Kevin, do you see Zappy as insurance just to have a quarterback familiar with your system in case we know what's happened the last 4 years?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's you got to make sure that room is strong in numbers. So we like Bailey, what he brings, and being around him, know what he's about. But that's all it is.
Okay, I saw Miles on the bike. Mm-hmm. Was it a rest day or is he dealing with something?
Rest day.
We talked about that nickel spot with MJ being out and Greg moving outside. Is that something that you've had? Like, you got to start a lockdown, or is it still kind of an ongoing?
Yeah, we have a bunch of different ways we can go with that, still working through it.
What have you seen over the years from Grant? Now he's kind of the leader in that room. So what have you seen in his development, both as a leader and just as a player on that?
Yeah, he's a huge leader for this football team, and not just the defensive backs. I mean, his style of play is really how we operate, what we believe in. He brings a toughness to our football team, works extremely hard. Just really pleased with what he brings on the field, but really, really pleased with what he brings off the field too.
Good.
Okay. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference out in Berea. And of course, press conferences are brought to us on The Fan by our good friends at Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. We get anything out of that, Jeff?
Yeah. Shooter Sanders is your third string quarterback, not Bailey Zappe. Expected. We kind of assume that.
Yeah, it would be hard to have, though. I mean, that doesn't make any sense that your practice squad quarterback would be your number three.
Well, it would if you brought him in here to be your number three quarterback because you're going to make a move.
Yeah,
Kevin
I guess.
Said no.
I just don't. It's kind of hard to look at it that way. But in normal circumstances, right? In normal circumstances,
yeah.
He made it sound like he's just here. He's just kind of here. So it'll be your practice squad quarterback. I no one asked him, though, if he would be the
Scout team
yeah. quarterback. So I don't. That's. What else did he say? I wrote down a couple notes. Oh, he named the captains today.
Yeah.
So I
the guys you'd expect.
Did I miss one? Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Corey Bjorkes. Did he say
Joel Bitonio, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Interesting that Flacco's a captain. Good for Joe.
Don't you almost inherently have to be a captain if you're a quarterback, though? It's kind of hard not
that
to have.
It kind of seems that way.
It'd be hard to be a quarterback who wasn't a starting quarterback day one. I mean, the general trait of being a leader would tend you to believe that. Miles Garrett's a captain. It means he gets to go walk out for the coin flip. I'm not holding him to any higher standards, though, as far as, like, I don't know. I do as a player, and I do that, but I'm not going back down that road that we were talking about over the last couple of weeks. He had the opportunity to just kind of say, hey, don't speed, and he didn't do it. I'm still shaking my head on that. I just don't feel like walking back down that road on that story. But, you're a week and a half off. You have the weekend off now. Guys get to take a little breather, and then...
Here we go, baby!
But they're back to work on Monday.
Yeah, then
but
here
they do
go.
Give them a couple days off here, too, so they get one more day of
That's
work.
That's just great.
So, what questions are left here? As we head into the season, like what's concerning? Because you brought in
concerning.
I'll say concerning.
Let's see the offense.
Yeah,
let's see the defense.
Why am I a little bit optimistic about this team? Because they haven't played a game yet.
Coaching.
Someone's got to help me. Like I'm mildly optimistic.
You know why
about
you are,
team.
Andy?
Because I'm a Browns fan. Because I'm an idiot. I don't know why.
Because you know the value of defense, and you expect this defense to be pretty good. That's where I have optimism. I think this defense is going to keep the Browns in a lot of games. And I'm real hopeful I'm not going to say optimistic. I'm not going to say confident. I'm going to say hopeful that the offense can produce enough to help the defense win some games. This offense isn't going to win games for you. I just don't want the offense to lose games for you.
Why do I feel like we're talking about a Guardians game?
Because you were listening yesterday when Dan and I did that very thing.
Oh, are you serious?
I compared the Browns of this year to last year's Guardians. You should be listening.
I'm sorry. I listened. I heard your great interview in the beginning. I compared
the Browns of 2025 to the Guardians of 2025. Defense is pitching. Offense is putrid. But somehow just enough to keep you hanging. And if the Browns can get just enough offense.
Who's Jose Ramirez?
Just enough offense.
Do you have a Ramirez on this team?
Hey, his name's Myles Garrett.
Yeah, on offense.
Yeah, his name's Myles Garrett.
Oh. We could win more games with pick sixes than any other team in the history of the game. It might be the other way, though. That's a problem. As long as Joe's not throwing them.
I'm sorry. If Travis Hunter can play both ways, I want Myles lining up at tight end or fullback. Let's go.
Fullback doesn't sound like such a bad option, does it? Tell me, I'd be a little petrified if I was on the other side. I saw Myles coming at me.
Well, he would hurdle you.
With four or five steps to go.
He would hurdle you.
Now you've got me. Who's Stephen Kwan?
Dan, why did you guys do this to me? Why did we do this?
You did. Weird. I don't know.
Andy.
You brought it up.
Come on back.
You brought it up. What needs to be done between now and Cincinnati then? I don't know if there's anything else they're going to do to the roster.
Can I tell you what needs to be done?
Practice? Well, they're taking a couple days off.
No, Quinshon Judkins needs to be done.
Why can't we get an answer on this?
Can we get this figured out? If the NFL is going to do something, I hope they get an answer. I hope they sign him to a contract. Before anybody gets all hot in a biscuit about, well, you shouldn't sign that guy to a contract and blah, 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 blah. Sorry, it's going to happen. Get him signed. Accept the punishment, whatever it's going to be, and let's go.
Where are we with this thing? Are we just sitting here waiting for the league?
By the way, I also think that the Browns can run the football.
Waiting on the league for Quinshon Judkins. We're waiting on the league for Isaiah Bond. Waiting on the league for Devin Bush.
But they're moving forward with Bond and Bush. Like, I don't feel like there's hesitation that they will play week one. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Absolutely. We've been down this road before with the NFL. They'll make a ruling probably at some point over the weekend. Probably knowing our luck, it'll be Friday at about 5 o'clock.
Well, that's when they normally do their news dump, right?
Yeah. And I think you'll just have an, all right, here's the list of suspensions. Because I don't think they would let those guys play week one and then suspend them for week two, week three, week four, and so on. Right? Don't you think they just get it done early?
You'd hope that they would say that before the season starts. Do you think the Browns know what this is going to be and they just haven't announced it yet? Or do you think they're truly waiting like we are to find out what's going on with Judkins? I still don't understand like the legality part of it, the giving up a right to a speedy trial part of it. Like I'm trying to still figure out all the little minutiae parts of the story for Quinshon Judkins. If there's no lawsuit, okay, let's go. Let's keep going. At some point, they got to let him, right? We're all living in limbo here.
No, we're not living in limbo.
We are for him.
Well, him.
There's no contract. But I think
we have Dylan Sampson. We have Jerome Ford.
Okay.
You've got Rocket Sanders to go along with Shadur Sanders. You've got running backs. You're going to give them the ball. I'm sorry. If the offensive line does the job, Dylan Sampson will do a fine job. Jerome Ford will do a fine job. Rocket Sanders, who's interesting, and go look at some video of him, will do a fine job. They'll get it done if the offensive line is healthy and does its job, and I expect it to. And then Joe Flacco can throw the occasional deep pass to Jerry Jeudy on play action. It'll be great.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Listen, Jeff, I got to take umbrage with you.
Go.
I'm assuming you're going to say that, well, that's not what I said, but this is what you said. I mean, why are you assuming that the Browns' offense is just going to be putrid? It's a brand-new quarterback. And actually, at times last year, they were pretty explosive when Jameis Winston actually passed the ball well. I don't know why the assumption would just be that they're going to be awful. They might end up being awful, but we don't know that.
It was in our little comparison there with the Guardians, was it not?
I know it was. I take an umbrage with the use of the word putrid.
You're not a Three Stooges fan? You're not a Three Stooges fan?
It's
Curly's favorite word.
I'm just not a fan of not being completely 100% optimistic before we play a single game this year. Now, I might very well be all angry after the first game, walking back to my car from the Bengals game, half sloshed, calling Dan and having Dan tell me to watch my language before I get on the air.
But I think factual statements.
Jim, I think their skill position talent is subpar. And I hope that they're able to run the football well. I think the running game will be the key to the offense.
I mean, I have some high hopes for some of these younger receivers that showed flashes. And the, you know, showed flashes last year. Yes, they got to take the next step, but I have confidence in that. I have confidence in Njoku. I have confidence in the kid from Bowling Green. I mean, the offensive line, if it stays healthy, probably one of the best in the best in the league.
If it's healthy, I agree with you. I think they could be very good.
But you know, I'm not. Look, I just can't. I'm too old.
I can't either. That's not my whole point here. Is there something wrong with us? That the whole world's telling us this is not supposed to happen. This isn't going to look good. And then, you know what? If they beat Cincinnati week one, which is always a possibility against Cincinnati. I don't know why. For some reason, we have their number. We're all going to be like, oh, we were so wrong about this offense. Oh, I told you the defense was good.
Andy and Jeff, I'm not interested in this lose as many games so you get the number one pick for a quarterback.
And neither am I.
I'm not either.
Play the season out. Do the best that you can. Here's my biggest reason why. More times than not, the first quarterback taken off the board.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or doesn't end up being the best one in the draft. It's probably like 10, 20% of the time, the first quarterback taken off the board ends up being the best one. We were told Bryce Young was hands down the best quarterback in that draft. What would you rather have him or CJ Stroud?
Yep.
Would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Josh Rosen? I mean, you can go back and forth with all of this. Like, look, right. I get it. You got to get one in the first round, but it's not end all be all to have the first one. My take is try to win and take a quarterback wherever you're at.
You got it, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim.
It's hard to be optimistic about an offense that couldn't score 16 points a game last year and didn't add big time talent to the skill positions.
So, I mean, I must have.
But I'm hopeful they can run the ball.
I harped on that 16 point stat over and over and over again. Yet I'm going to be optimistic until somebody tells me don't be anymore, because I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting here telling me everyone's saying that they're going to be the fourth place team in the North and they're going to be this, they're going to be that, they're playing for the draft next year. You know what? I want to see what they have. I can't be alone. We inch a little bit closer. The roster seems to be set for the Browns. We're trying.
Oh, come on, man! They're going to be tweaking it for the next week.
I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm a little bit. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm a little bit optimistic about.
Well, of
what
course,
we might
it's the start of a new season, yeah, man. Here we go.
But the whole world's telling me that they're not going to be any good. But I can't look at our defense and say, you know what, our defense is good.
Defense, like, and running wins football games.
I'm a little sketchy
on running.
Yeah, I'm
running
a little
the ball.
I'm a little sketchy on the linebacker situation. Still, just knowing that you've got a lot of faith in a rookie. I hope he stays healthy.
You're one injury away from trouble.
So you sit there, you look at that, then you look at the offense, and I still wish they had one more wide receiver. I'm not going to lie.
What?
I'm not going to lie. I wish they had another wide receiver.
You know who I'm optimistic about?
Isaiah Bond.
Yep, that's right.
I thought you would be. Yep. Jim is in Highland Heights. Hi, Jim. How are you?
James.
Hi, good. It's Tim, not Jim.
Oh, Tim, right. I'm sorry. Thank
James.
You.
No, that's fine. Quick thing. We keep talking about Flacco and his age, and just by starting him next year, we're going to have to draft someone. Is Pittsburgh talking about the same thing? Because they're in the same situation as we are.
With Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Joe Flacco.
He's older
and better.
How do you know that after what he's done, gone through? It, what did he do last year? Nothing, really.
He had a much better year than Joe did in Indy.
Well, okay, he did. But I just Pittsburgh's not worried about what they're going to do next year like we are.
Well, they're Pittsburgh.
I mean, you guys are already.
Pittsburgh keeps rolling out wins, Tim.
You guys are quoting some Yahoo's next year's draft already. And
it's not just some Yahoo. It's everybody. They have two draft picks in the first round.
They're taking somebody.
I understand that. But, I mean, how does this guy even know? They college hasn't even started yet. And neither is the pros. It's just insane to worry about 2026. Let's worry about this year.
We're not worried about it. Andy,
I agree with you. I think they're going to be around 500.
I don't know if that's good or bad, though. That's the problem, especially with those draft picks next year. A 500 makes me wonder where they are in the quarterback situation with two. One thing I really, really irks me is the thought that they drafted two quarterbacks this year and that neither one of them could be the quarterback of the future. That, like, to me, I think about all the wasted picks they've had, and I pray they didn't waste two picks. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're right. Neither one of them could be, but either one of them could be the quarterback. Who knows?
You never know.
We don't know that.
I agree. So you're optimistic then, right? You're on my team?
A little more optimistic than, yeah.
Okay, good enough. Tim, have a good day. Tim in Highland Heights.
You know, if you recall, I said earlier in the show, I don't think there's any way the Browns get the number one pick on their own. That means I don't think they're going to be bad or real bad. I think they have a chance to be around 500. And in the NFL, Andy, if you're around 500, guess what? You have a chance to make the playoffs.
Jeff,
you really do.
All right, so let's talk about a team.
Now, I think they'll make the playoffs? No, I don't.
Okay.
But if you can be around 500, it's what we talked about yesterday while you were out goofing off.
I was not goofing off, and you know that.
It's this. The Guardians, and it's a Guardians comparison. The Guardians have banked their team on pitching. The Browns have banked it on defense. And the Guardians, here in late August, or almost in September, are not eliminated from playoff contention. Why? Even with a putrid offense. There you go, Jim. That was for you.
There you go.
Even with a putrid offense, they have pitching. And they've been able to come up with enough offense to remain competitive. And I think the Browns can do the same thing.
So you say 500, and then you have your 66-6 Guardians team. I like your transition there. Excellent. Well done.
I think they have. I don't expect the Browns to go and be like Minnesota last year and go 14-3. But I Minnesota kind of jumped up with Sam Darnold last year and went 14-3. I don't think the Browns are going to do that. But I think the Browns can hang around 500, and if things go the right way, that could get you into the playoffs.
All right, so let's go back to this 500 thing, but I'm going to take it over to baseball. Okay, so the Rangers. The Guardians are a half game behind the Rangers now to move up in the wild card standings. So the Guardians are sitting at five back. The Rangers are 4.5 back. The Royals are 3 back. And then you've got the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. That's why, look, every time the Guardians win, if the Guardians can pull off a win here in this next series, I mean, it's gigantic. You've got Seattle and Boston. So you're able to jump while you're doing this. So, you know, you could be... you could get to within what, if you're two back, three, four, you'd be four, three, two. I mean, you could, I'm just saying, if they got hot this weekend, I hate doing this. If they get hot over the next six games, Jeff, they're right back in this thing for that last wild card. And by the way, I think Chris Rose is right. The Red Sox, the Mariners, and Yankees, and I've said this for months now, are better. Are all three of those teams are better than the Guardians are. I don't even question that. But if
doesn't
one
mean
of them
they'll finish
falters,
better.
That's right.
Doesn't mean they'll finish better.
If they falter, you could be looking at playoffs. I wanted to, beginning of the week, I wanted to end it and say it's over, but it's not. And that's the beauty of baseball right now with that third wild card. It just changes everything. It's real. It's conceivable that by, I don't know, midweek next week, they could be the team out, the team just looking in. They could be farther than that if they got all the right wins and losses. Problem was everybody won last night. Boston's on a three-game winning streak. Yankees are on a four-game winning streak. Mariners won one. Royals have won two. Rangers have won two. And the Guardians have won two.
There's a chance. When you can pitch, you can do things. In the NFL, when you can play defense, you can do some things. So just stay tuned. You know, I think if you're an optimistic Browns fan, good for you. The team doesn't scream optimism to me. It also screams, pay attention here, because this could get interesting. And I really think that. I think their offense could scrape together enough, Andy, to make great defensive efforts turn into victories. That's an okay way to win football games.
That's how I think Flacco's going to win games.
Isn't that okay to win football games that way?
If they can get into the end zone three times a game.
Which isn't asking a whole lot in today's NFL.
And can I also ask to make the extra point? Is that going out on a limb?
Let's go for two out of three. That's 20 points. That's enough.
I'll take it. I mean, 16's it's just a death number in the NFL. If you're 16, 15, 14, you're in trouble. You've got to get over that. You can't be one of the worst teams in the league averaging 16 points per game. Do you think they'll average more than 16 points per game this year?
Absolutely.
What gives you that optimism then?
I think they'll run the ball well. Last year's system didn't work. They're going back to what Kevin Stefanski has done here in the past and done well, which is run the football. And the key to it is not the running backs. If you had a young Nick Chubb here, you might say yes. The key to it is an offensive line. And if the offensive line stays healthy, it's a big if, but it's not a huge if. If the offensive line can stay healthy, Andy, I think it'll be one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, and I think they'll run the ball well. I really do. Yeah, and I can't wait to see Dylan Sampson. Jerome Ford, I think, has the possibility of having another good season, at least solid season. And Jerome's a solid NFL running back. Nothing wrong with him.
It goes back to the beginning of the segment, though, about Quinshon Judkins. Like, I just give us some kind of clarity on what they're doing here. I don't know. Do they owe it to the Browns to give them some kind of clarity, or just leave them here in limbo?
Leave them in limbo. They don't owe the Browns anything. Browns drafted him, and he got into trouble.
All right, if you're the Browns, would you sign him now? Then
yes, I would sign him as soon as I could. Okay. Yeah, they've already taken a hit,
right?
And they'll take another hit when they sign him. And then it will be over.
I agree. All right, we're going a couple different directions here because we're talking about the Guardians too. Let me go. Gary in Cleveland. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Gary.
Hey guys. I know you both went to Kent State. I just want to know if you got any of that good stuff that you used to smoke back then. Because there's no way they're going to the playoffs. They're terrible. Their hitting coach only hit about 230 when he was in the minors. You think he's gonna fix a guy hitting 130 and a guy hitting?
No, I don't. But what's crazy about this team is they'll go on some kind of wacky winning streak, and you're going to get sucked right back in. And if they're going to have a winning streak, the next six games are gigantic. It's almost like I want them to put me out of my misery on this thing, but they won't.
Gary, you got Seattle and Boston dead ahead.
They go on a six-game winning streak, and then they go on a 10-game losing streak like they did last week.
So if you end on an upswing with a winning streak right there, you don't have a chance to lose more games, Gare.
They can't beat the teams that are good.
Yeah, well, not all teams are good. If you catch them right, Gary, listen, the number is five. We all know that that's a good week of baseball. You win five or six straight, you're going to put yourself within three games. And until that gets to be like eight or nine games, they're, realistically, numerically, they're still in it.
And the bullpen's fried and they're about done too.
Hey, Gary, did you ask us if we think they're going to make the playoffs? Why don't you do that?
Ask us.
Well, I know you both think they are.
No, we don't.
Neither one of us do. Well, here's what I keep saying. There's just a little bit hanging on. Remember when you were a kid and you were losing your teeth and you had a one tooth that was just kind of hanging there by a strand?
That might be you now, Gary.
We are the strand right now, my friend. We are a strand, and we're waiting for that tooth to fall out so that we can sit back, relax, and say, okay, they're not going to make the playoffs. But until then, that strand is keeping the tooth hanging on.
Damn thing.
This is the worst. Then your parent came over and pulled it out. You're ah!
Way to go, Gary.
Thanks for bringing back all these childhood memories.
See, Andy, one guy calls in, he's mad because we're not overly optimistic about the Browns. Thanks, Jim. Then Gary calls in, you guys are morons. You're optimistic about the Guardians. Yeah, they've only played all season long and they're still in playoff contention. Are they going to win it? No, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Do they still have a chance? Yes, they still have a chance. Until they don't have a chance, by God, I think they're going to have a chance.
Can't have nice things.
That's right.
Rod.
Five games is doable.
Rod at Cleveland.
Not probable.
No.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And listen.
Yeah.
Because I like you guys so much, I'm going to perform a service for you guys free of charge.
All right.
Go for it.
Come on.
I'm going to cut that strand for you.
Dentistry ready? From Ron.
Hang on a second. Get the string. Put it on the doorknob.
Slam that baby.
Pull it.
Pull it hard. Pull it real hard. Because I don't want you guys to be in any type of discomfort trying to worry or think that this team, like Chris Rose said the other day, has any chance, whatever chance, of competing. And let's just say, guys, love you guys, but let's just say, hypothetically, they get the last playoff spot. Then what?
Then we're going to watch them in the playoffs.
It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, Ron.
Ron, I got to tell you, my friend, you are the nitrous oxide to this show. You are making us go. Thank you, Ron.
Andy.
Jeff.
We're just... They're five games back. Do I think they're better than those three teams ahead of them? No. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. If they get hot and one of those three teams ahead of them has a bad stretch, would they be in, like, knocking on the door? Yes. So can we wait a couple of weeks before we bury these guys? Can we just wait a couple of weeks?
I will tell you by September 3rd if you can completely... get ready for the postmortem. That's all.
I said I wouldn't add to the team at the trade deadline because I didn't think they were worth it. I still feel that way, but they're not dead yet.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.